drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors: chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verde. In my language, it's weight loss. I never knew it either. I read every page of 50 Shades of Grey. I pretty much ate it. I couldn't get it quick enough into my heart, into my soul, into my body. I mean, Christian Grey will see me now. No, he's going to see me on Friday. I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to see him. And I just can't wait. He definitely put a spell on me. And millions of people in the world are going to be mystified by Christian Grey. I really hope that the guy that they picked to represent Mr. Grey is good. I mean, really, if you read the book, you know why. This podcast, excuse me, I had a lapse of about 2 weeks. I've been traveling. And I'm doing a lot of projects here in Miami. I have not been able to podcast 3 times a week, which is my goal. But I've got a lot of wonderful stuff coming, and hopefully I can be doing live podcasts soon once I master technical difficulties. Anyway, we spend most of our life wasting time in the first quarter of our life, wasting time looking for the perfect lover instead of creating the perfect love. Is she or is he tall enough, the correct religion, the correct nationality, the correct income bracket, tax bracket, color of hair? And the truth is we're wasting time, because what we have to be creating is not the perfect lover, it's the perfect love. And that takes work and effort, and what you put in, you get out. It's like the bank account. It's like going to the gym and perfecting the curves on your body and building muscles. It's the same thing. Now that Valentine's Day is coming, I have had an increase in phone calls and coaching sessions and emergencies, and I feel it. I feel the pain, and I feel the anxiety from my coachees. And I honestly, I'm concerned, because even when I was single, I didn't feel this pain. I really didn't. Never thought Cupid was stupid. And I definitely never thought I would ever say fuck Valentine's Day. But I didn't feel lonely or sad. On the contrary, I would go and buy myself a nice gift and maybe go out with some other single people or do movie marathon day and stare at my beautiful Barbara Streisand. But I never really felt pain. I'm learning that now, how common it is. Love it or hate it, Valentine's Day likely makes you feel something, and hopefully it's good. When I was with my boyfriends or my husband, I felt great, you know, excited to give something, to receive something. I mean, it's more in the giving of yourself that you find love and excitement. And, you know, I never, even like with my son, I give him a little something, he gives me a little something, and it's all about love. It's about creating love. It's not about stress. So Valentine's Day inevitably makes you feel something, not just excited for the game, the All-Star game. It makes you either have butterflies in your stomach, that kind that you can actually protect yourself from stress and its harmful effects. And if you feel those kinds of butterflies, well done for you. But if it's the other side, the anxiety about picking the correct gift, composing a correct love letter, or how to spend the night with or without a significant other. I promise you, I'm going to give you a pass, a permission slip to chill. Just relax. If everyone at the office gets flowers and you don't, sometimes the better gifts are in private. I mean, that's the flip side to that. And if you got a present for your Valentine and it isn't as expensive as the gift you receive, this is the one holiday where the thought really does count. It really does. So let's say you're going to go out to dinner and with your significant other, or you don't know if you should order in and just, you know, ponytail sweatpants type thing, makeup free. You're also allowed to do that. Guys can make a romantic dinner together. Guys can diet together. I find it very romantic to keep each other healthy, you know, not eat the chocolate and the fried foods. I think the most important part in choosing a Valentine is that Valentine is your best friend. You're biffle. You guys can laugh together, cry together, cry with tears, laugh with sound. That's the most important part. The celebrating of Valentine's Day, it's a pretty busy one. This Valentine's Day is on a weekend, so it's kind of cool. It kind of relaxes everyone out of the work environment, kind of lets everyone let their hair down, you know what I mean? If you have children, I have a son, and he won't be with me. He'll be with his dad. But every year, and I was a step parent, every year I did a little something for the kids, for my son and for my stepson. Obviously, it's not the same love, but it's a platonic love. It's a sincere love. Why not? Why not trade something, you know, simple? Obviously, not jewelry or anything like that, but it's. Almost like a godly love that you share with children. And it's okay to have them participate if they're too young to have, you know, their significant others. My son probably has about 5 significant others and just doesn't want to tell me. He still wants to make me feel special. He actually gave me a gift, has another one hidden, and a card. My son, very romantic. Red. I like red. I wore a red dress the other day for my boyfriend and a party we went to, and he thought I looked caliente, less challenging, he said, because red's, you know, kind of like a seductive, sultry color. I thought I looked hot. I think he secretly thought I looked hot too, maybe a little too hot. Watching TV is okay too. I mean, on this Valentine's Day, there's an NBA All-Star game. Okay, so if he likes that, then you do dinner before or after or during. If she likes the movie 50 Shades of Grey, and why not? Why wouldn't she? Especially since she read all the books. I mean, I'm just saying, if she read all the books. Oh, is that Annie Lennox? I put a spell on you. Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. Yes, you did, Christian Grey. You did put a spell on me. So what I'm saying is, if he likes to do the basketball and she likes to do the Christian Grey, you can incorporate both. You know, if you don't have a significant other, this is my best advice. Keep busy. be constructive. Like here in Miami, I'm a member at the Soho Beach House. They're having a homemade Valentine's Day gift card activity where adults, like I would actually really enjoy this, make Valentine's cards together. And it's like a craft. And that's very cool. I would definitely participate in something like that. If I didn't have a significant other, I would. And if you don't, right? Spending the day solo. What's wrong with that? Appreciating yourself. Loving yourself. Because the truth is if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. Really, truly. Indulging in your own company is okay. It's okay. My hot factor, my hotness factor is what my Valentine sees. So if he loves me, he loves me for me. If he appreciates me, he appreciates me with a ponytail and no makeup and, you know, the real me. Coming up with a perfect love note, a card, handwritten, typed, a song. Guess what? A simple I love you. You know, it, I think it covers it, don't you think? The gift. Period. Valentine's Day is about celebrating love. The same way we spend the first quarter of our life looking for the perfect lover, you shouldn't spend more than 25 minutes looking for a perfect gift. Because it doesn't have to be a physical object to celebrate love. It could be an action, a sacrifice, an inaction to show love, to prove love. Chocolates. I can't say no. Lucky, lucky soul, the person that receives chocolate. Listen, I'm on a diet. I'm on a mission. I'm on a goal. I love chocolate. Not having any of it. Chocolate's a good gift. Maybe like melting a whole bunch of it and just diving in there. Milk chocolate, that is. I would like for you to ask yourself a question. What will you not worry about on Valentine's Day? That's really almost like the gift you're giving yourself is not stressing about Valentine's Day. And let's be honest, if you trade all of your expectations of gifts and dates and letters and notes and dresses, all of those expectations for true appreciation of love, just sit back and watch as the whole idea of Valentine's Day changes in one nanosecond. So, like I said, I've spent many Valentine's Days watching movie marathons. And when I do that, it's usually Barbara Streisand that I watch. I repeat, do not watch The Way We Were. Barbara Streisand is a big advocate for heart disease. She herself has pledged $10 million of her own money. One woman dies of heart disease every minute. Don't let the woman you love die of heartache on Valentine's Day. Do something special. Don't let the man you love be sad. Do something special. Okay, statistics. Scratch PJs, okay? Diamonds might be a girl's best friend after all. 35% of women want jewelry as their number one gift. Flowers are 24%. And a card, a nice heartfelt card, 10%. I personally recommend no daisies. Maybe not even carnations. Roses, orchids. Roses, red, long stem red, no thorns. Orchids, any color under the sun, orchids. And what do men want? Sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. That's what they want. 44% of men polled say that for Valentine's Day, they want sex better than normal. The interesting thing about sex is that even when it's bad, it's not so bad. So that's what they want. better than normal sex, 44%. 9% of men say they want desire. They desire gifts that are intellectual, books, games that make them think. And the other 9% of men polled want a warm, heartfelt note. Interesting. I personally love the thing about notes. I mean, when my boyfriend writes my name, I take that little post-it and I hide it. I have a box where I put every memory of ours for 2 years, nearly 2 years, March 25th, in there. I think he would be shocked to see the things I've saved. I'm going to give you some ideas for Valentine's gifts that are healthy and won't break the bank. Make with your own hands a beautiful card. Okay? You want to give your kids something? Give them healthy gummies. There's like the vitamin ones, the omega-3 ones. Another great idea is take a class together. An exercise class, a cooking class. Instead of extra fattening chocolates and stuff, like the chocolates oozing shh out of them. Fruit. Fruit is kind of sexy. Did you see the scene in 9 1/2 weeks where they feed each other fruit? Good stuff. Instead of candies, try nuts. Those are kind of sexy. Spend quality time together. You can go skating and hold hands. You can even like stretch and do like rock climbing. If you're dating and want to impress someone and, you know, really want to bond, why not go and volunteer your time together somewhere for the needy? This is something that will bring you together in many ways. Philanthropy, it will boost your stamina. It'll boost your love for each other, your love for your community. It's a beautiful idea, and it's something that you'll never forget. So release the stress and the anxiety. Don't make it about perfection. Make it about creation. And Barbara Streisand is just stating a statistic. One woman dies of heart disease every minute. Don't let your partner feel any heartache for 1 minute on Valentine's Day. So 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know what I'm going to do when I see Christian, but what I am going to tell you is that I am crazy in love. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.